Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rotatoes! It's Friday, which means it's time for another episode of the podcast. I hope that you are having a wonderful holiday. Holidays season, I should say, and that it is bringing happiness and time with family and all of the above. And if not, it's just a time where hopefully the rest of the world around you is less busy, and so you can just chill out a little bit, because that is what I love. What I love about the holidays is just having a bit of time to take care of me and do some bad life admin. So I hope that it's treating you well and you're having a great time, and I want to say thank you so much for spending some time with us and being here. You know, it sounds a little corny to say, but the Rotating Heroes kind of family and the community around it is a huge part of my life and makes a massive difference to me. And I think in, you know, times like this where I actually get a bit more time to reflect, it's really, really, really freaking nice to be able to spend a little bit of time, you know, just thinking about you guys and how awesome you all are. So thank you so much for that. I will not waffle any longer and just let you get on with this week's episode, which is episode 5, part 1.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody. I am Jasper William Cartwright. I am your GM for this arc, and I have a really fun and very silly admission for all of you, which is that I completely forgot to do the intro for this episode. We got really excited about playing D&D, and we started discussing it, and they immediately started talking about characters and what they were going to do and their plan for this upcoming episode, and they were really getting into it, and it essentially meant that I kind of forgot that we didn't do the intro because it felt like we were already in the episode. We were kind of already recording. And so I just went in and just started playing. And then my editor messaged me and said, hey, just so you know, you didn't intro the episode. Never done it before. Hopefully I'll never do it again. But yeah, if you're wondering why it's just me, that's because other people aren't here because we never did an intro for this episode. Absolutely wild. Absolutely crazy. But alas, here we are. So I just want to say very, very quickly a huge thank you to Aaron Keefe, George Provera, and John Mackey, our rotators for this arc. I want to say a thank you for you for being here and listening to this. Your support and enjoyment of the show is muchos appreciated. And without any further ado, I'll hand it over to me, Vox Vinny, and Tundra and the Milk Snakes.
Deep Space Recap.
Ah, gather close, my little spell-struck scholars, because this tale dives deeper than a beholder's therapy session. Are you ready for ancient magic, forbidden vaults, and undead librarians? That's right. Our daring trio of Ollie, Tundra, and Shaddy crawls out of the aftermath of a psychotic drug trip in a converted temple-turned-bar, only to realize something deeply cursed has festered below. Ollie had a vision of an eye beneath the chapel, and baby, he's not letting that go. So what do? Naturally, they sneak past some mildly confused kitchen staff and break into a sealed-off basement. The deeper they go, the colder it gets, and wouldn't you know it, they find a ghost-rotted, maggot-infested, undead custodian-slash-librarian who is friendly, but in a kind of I-whisper-to-bugs kind of way. He recognizes the void magic in their mysterious crate and tells tales of the Void Tree, the twin spirit of the World Tree long since lost to time. The Void Tree didn't destroy, it unmade. and this crate, it held a fragment of that annihilating force. They trade stories. Tundra spills the tea on the Triumvirate government. Hello, world building. Nice. And learns that Shadi's family, the Turlets, sit on the ruling council of the Triumvirate. But that's not the weirdest thing in the dark. They follow Ollie's vision into a chamber of vines and writhing eyeworms, where a floating metal shard reaches out. Shadi locks eyes with one of these worms and goes full milk eyes blind, whilst Tundra realizes the room itself is alive. Floors, ceilings, walls, it's all one big organism. Ollie makes contact with the shard, who speaks with his voice, all creepy, but agrees to change it for the better and eventually accepts the name Rombi. Rombi, my friends, is an ancient, paranoid, charming, and yet surprisingly eager to help being of some sort. He hides people from magical detection and wants out, like yesterday. After grabbing Rombi, the eyeworms wake up and they're not happy. The crew barely escapes as Tundra nearly gets digested in magical goo and Shadi becomes her ever-greased savior once more. When they emerge, the door for the hidden chamber disappears along with Tundra's magical sight. But don't worry, a sharply dressed and suspiciously young dragonborn named Lucien Morrow is waiting. And he works for the Crimson Strand, who ordered that box. The crew says they're going to drop it off, but they need Lucien to go on a 30-minute bathroom break. What they do next? Well, they open the box. Let's find out how that goes. So, Milky Boys. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You find yourself in the... If you haven't listened to the Ogbok, you need to go listen to the Ogbok. I'm sorry. That's the context.
What a parody.
You find yourself in the kitchen area of this church. Lucien Morrow has stepped away in order to take a 30-minute leak. You have this box, which you have now gazed upon. Tundra is smiling and will be smiling for the next sort of 5 hours and 55 minutes, having imbibed some more of the magical drugs. And of course, you, Ali, have the ability to see in magical darkness, but you're also probably going to have some trouble sleeping.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's a big bummer.
But that's okay. Fine. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I mean, you have 30 minutes until Lucien will return. What would the group like to do? Where would you like to go? Do you have an intention of meeting Lucien? And is there anything else anyone would like to do? Would you like to talk to, if you want to talk to Rombi? Rombi's currently on mute still from the last session. So, what would the group like to do?
I think Shadi, having seen these like plans for the ship and the bomb, is like trying to like piece it together. And he doesn't quite understand. Like, he doesn't understand necessarily the connection between the bomb and the ship. And he's just looking at the ship, and he's just like, "Dude, this is my dad's ship. This is my family's ship. This thing is so cool." He's just like looking at the blueprints and thinking it's the coolest thing in the world. He doesn't really understand the connection.
Well, this is the thing. So you did roll a nat 20 at the back end of last episode to try and, like, sort of piece something together. However, it's absolutely up to you whether Shadi kind of has, chooses to accept that information.
Or is it happening right now?
yeah, it's in the process of happening. It just takes a minute. Like, it just takes, like, an hour for the information to download.
He's still looking at the ship, and he's like, this thing is, I mean, it's undeniably cool, man. It's just cool what they've done. This thing's huge. It can carry so many people, man. This thing could cross the galaxy and people would just like feel like they're living in luxury, man. It's just the things in my family. Look, we have problems, but these things are really cool. Do you guys see this? And he's like showing it to him like it's a brochure for the ship.
You can tell behind Tundra's eyes, even though she's smiling, that her eyes are not smiling in this moment. Yeah. She's sort of like, oh my God.
Sort of like a really creepy version of like the opposite of smile, where you're like, you are smiling, but just so dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, just like.
Shadi, why is there a blueprint of your parents' ship in the box with the bomb in it?
I mean, could be a lot of reasons. Could just be like the person who had this stuff kind of just like kept them both in the same place.
Oh, you think that it's just a storage thing?
Could be that, that, you know, this is like, this was like a briefcase for a guy. Like, I don't know, like maybe these are, like, it could be that. I mean, like, look, you guys don't think that, like.
No, I want to hear you come up with a few more excuses of what you think it could be.
Well, there's a ton of things. It could have been that somebody thought that this was like packing paper. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been a lot of things. But like, I guess maybe probably what it looks like is that they're going to do something to this ship. That's probably what it looks like, right?
Do your parents sail on this ship a lot? Like, is this a threat against your parents?
Shetty didn't specifically think about that.
I'll give Shetty for free. Your parents haven't mixed with, like, common people for, like, 20 years. Like, it would be, like, they might, like, be on board to, like, just to, like, take a couple photos or whatever. But, like, right. No, they have their own, like, private, like transport.
This is like a cruise ship.
Yeah,
this is a cruise ship. They are like, no, absolutely no way. Like,
they're not taking a cruise. Okay.
No.
They got a private cruise.
Okay. Some of your like siblings might though. Like some of like one of your siblings might be like in charge of the cruise liner or something.
And Shaddy's just kind of like, I mean, they're probably not going to be on it. In fact, I would probably say that my dad hasn't even seen the inside of this thing. He just kind of makes these things and then, you know, ships them off. But, like, you don't think that somebody would, like, blow up a ship with, like...
Like, innocent people on it?
Like, people aren't that big of freaks.
I mean, you grew up around rich people who would maybe do something like that, right?
What would you judge some of those folks that you used to interact with?
I mean, I've never seen anybody, like, intentionally kill somebody.
I just did, maybe a day or a few hours ago. Take your pick.
But I'm just
I uppercutted like, a guy off a very tall building.
I'm talking about like people in power. I've never seen a person who has power intentionally kill other people on purpose.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever seen someone in power sort of make someone else kill someone on purpose?
I've never witnessed it with my eyes.
We don't have the time to do this.
I just can't look. What's the likely scenario here that they're going to blow up the ship and kill all these people? Like we're bringing this bomb to these people who are just going to blow up this ship with a bunch. What do they have to gain?
That's a good question.
Sometimes it's just harm for harm's sake.
Damn.
Or, you know what? Call me crazy. But when I wonder why rich people do something, it's usually to get even more money somehow. That's usually the reason.
That does track in my experience as well.
So, like, do you guys think that, like, you guys don't think my family has anything to do with this, do you?
I mean, it looks like they're the target
yes.
of whatever right. this is. So right. there's no reason to assume your parents are in on this right. unless you have something to tell us.
Unless they're trying to collect some sort of insurance by something going bad.
Or if somebody's trying to kill my family.
Either way, I think we don't tell your family. Because if they start acting different and they're a target, maybe the plan changes. And we know what the plan is right now, right? So
yeah. Yeah.
We have what they're trying to get, and I don't know. Shaddy, I assume you don't want anything bombed, right?
No, and like, kind of either way, I kind of have some power here.
And like, Shaddy's thinking about how like, he now has information that like, his family could use. And he's like, maybe this is like a chance for him to like, either prove himself or maybe like stand up to whoever's doing this. He's kind of stewing on this idea that like maybe.
Hey, Shaddy, you've been quiet for a really long time. What is going through your mind?
Yeah,
right
can Tundra just pick up the box and start walking briskly?
Where would you like to walk?
Is there anywhere that is like good to hide where we can just reconvene without anyone coming back to find us anytime soon?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a collection of other churches in Chapel's Row. There is the tunnel that obviously you came out of. outside of that, you would probably have to like go and explore, because I don't think any of you have like been to the city at least recently enough to kind of know that. Or you could just try and find like a cupboard or something in the chapel that you're in. You know, you could like a storage room or something.
Could we go to one of the other churches?
Yeah, you could go to one of the other churches if you wanted to.
At least while we have this discussion.
Great. I'm going to run ahead of Tundra and listen to hear if Lucien's in the bathroom.
Go ahead and roll me an investigation check.
Investigation? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a 7.
You go into a bathroom. There is a sort of...
Oh, I don't want to go in. I just want to listen at the door.
Oh, you just want to listen at the door?
And see if I can hear Lucien in there.
You hear someone going for a leak.
Great. I take a chair and I lock the door against the chair. I got him. Let's get out of here.
Brilliant. Smart.
Go ahead and roll me sleight of hand. We'll just see how effective this, you know.
The fuck. 7 again. I just kind of lean the chair against the door, not knowing that it's a pull inward.
I got it. Let's get out of here.
I think as you prop the chair up, you just like see this bugbear just kind of swings the door. The door opens, a chair clangs to the floor, and he just kind of looks up at you like, could I, is that your chair? Do you need that? What?
Some guy just put it against you. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, is it out of service? Is it out of order, maybe?
Yeah, the bathroom's out of order.
Yes, it's out of order. It's out of order.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I'm done.
Thank you for telling us.
It does smell bad in there.
Wait, the bathroom is out of order?
No. I need to go.
I gotta go before...
Shaddy.
What?
No.
Shut up!
What?
Shut up!
I kind of have to go.
Oh, my God. Tundra is smiling crazy like a maniac.
Tundra, why are you smiling?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm gonna freak out. I have no more patience for rich kids. I can't do this.
I can hold it. Chill out.
Why is it so bright in here? Oh. Who turned all the lights on in here? Oh.
So, Shadow, sorry, did you go to the bathroom?
No. I'm going to hold it.
Okay, you're going to hold it. Okay, perfect. You head outside of this church, and if you take like an immediate left, you'd find a church which is the Trinity of Scale, which is essentially a church devoted to these sort of a triplet of gods. They are sort of like a family of gods, if you will. They are like depicted sometimes like a three-headed dragon, sometimes they're depicted as like three individual dragons, and they are kind of like seen as like a balancing force. So chaos, order, and change are sort of represented in all three of them. So that's the triplets. That's probably like the quietest of like the churches that are in Chapel's Row. Did you want to head inside?
Yes, please.
You scooch inside, and it's like pretty kind of like dusty, and you see there's one sort of hunched priest who's got like a robe on, has a mask on his face that then has like two masks kind of attached to the side of it, and he kind of like just sort of pottering around, kind of looks up at you and meh.
Oh
yeah,
jeez.
And then carries on sort of dusting. What do you do? There's like no one else in there. There's like a couple of candles that are burning down and the sort of stained glass windows, but it's a pretty modest church, just some sort of wooden beams and some mats and things placed on the floor for people to sort of sit and worship.
Hey guys, so you remember when we were down with those milky eyes? The things that make your eyes milk?
Yeah, sure.
The Milky Boys.
That's where we are. But I'm talking about what I got from that room, this piece of metal here. It's just like a trapezoid rhombus-looking thing, right? Just like a shard of metal?
Yes, it's like a shard of metal, yeah. That it seems like kind of like oddly reflective given how like dull it is. It almost looks a little like as reflective as like a sort of pretty old looking mirror.
There's a guy in this.
Hello.
And he's been speaking in my brain.
Hello.
And there he is.
You brought me up, so I thought I would just say hello.
And yeah. I'm going to, like, as he speaks, I'm going to point at the piece of metal and just say what he says to me so everybody can hear what he says.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
I've been rummaging around in here, and there is, you have some dark corners, friend. I feel like maybe we could...
Okay, we're going to stop that for now.
Wait, why'd you cut it off?
No reason.
He has a cool voice, dude.
Thanks, yeah, I was doing a perfect him.
Perfect impression.
You were doing an impression?
Yeah, that's little tricks I picked up in prison.
So what I heard was a bad version of what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved it.
Could you please clarify to him that is not how I sound? You did my accent garbage.
No, it's a real accurate him. Trust me. But okay. This guy basically is promising me like a bunch of powers in exchange for working with him, which I'm open to. I just want to see what we're capable of here, and maybe we take stock and then figure out what exactly we do with this box. Sound good?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, dude.
I will resume letting him talk by, like, putting my finger to it and saying what he says, but every time he tries to reveal a secret of mine, I will go, la 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 la.
So, what is your names, you two, now that we're doing this, I guess? If you want, by the way, I could probably just extend my speaking into, you know, their heads.
Ollie shakes his head. I wouldn't.
That's so funny.
Oh, okay, well, counteraction. Ollie, you just open your mouth.
All right.
As you open your mouth, then sort of his voice just kind of comes through your mouth. Hello.
Whoa, cool.
See, I was doing a perfect Tim.
This is not what I expected him to sound like.
No, it doesn't sound anything like what you did earlier.
Right? This was garbage.
I think it was pretty close.
It was terrible, okay? But that's okay, friend. You can admit that. Just like that time that you said that you were going to, you know... You know the time that you lied about what you found
shut
in the
mouth.
Back garden?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Okay, you don't want to tell them about what you found in the back garden. That's okay. That's fine. I understand. No, so what is it that I can do for you exactly? Pleasure to meet you. I have been named Rombi by this gentleman that I am being carried by. Your names? You don't know?
Tundra looks around and says, Dragon.
Your name is Dragon.
Yes.
Shaddy looks at Tundra and like is confused. Just like,
my name's Dragon too.
Guess he doesn't know why we're like lying.
Your name is Dragon too?
Tundra's smiling, but there's something happening behind her eyes.
It's crazy that you seem angry with him for just jumping on the back of the thing that you did that was bad.
I'm but smiling, it's, hey, though.
I'm not here to judge. This is fine. Hey, Dragon and Dragon too.
Double Dragon, you could say.
I am also in this guy's head, and I think I know that your names are Shady and Tundra, but that is okay. I'll call you Dragon and Dragon too. That's not proper.
I'm sorry, guys. Apparently he's got pretty unfettered access up there.
Why did you even ask our names if you already know? Unbelievable.
It's politeness, no? That is not what, you know, you don't just go around saying, hello, you that I already know would freak people out. Rude, you know? Do you not think? If you just said, hey, Rombi, I'd have been like, whoa, how do you know my name? That's freaky. I don't, off to a bad start, you know?
That's a good point.
So what is the pickle that you're in? Can I help?
So, Rombi, basically what we're doing here is we're trying to, I think... And call me crazy. Should we get off world with this thing? Should we get... I was thinking we get back to the ship, we take this box, and we get out of here.
Yeah.
Listen, well, one thing that I have discovered since we have come back to this place, there is a lot of eyes who are trying to look at you. I'm currently keeping them out, okay? The other one, the Lucian that you talked to earlier... He is looking for you right now. He definitely would not wait 30 minutes.
And you're keeping people from watching us?
That is true, yes. I am stopping people from scrying the eyes. I can scry back at people, but you should be warned that if you do that, I have to drop the stopping of scry. You know what I say? So it's a bit of a trade-off, if you will. I can look, but in that case I have to stop people from looking. So anyway, there are currently people looking for you, and I can obviously block magical means by finding you, but if someone just gets visuals on you that I cannot stop, I might be able to eventually, but...
Well, I appreciate you taking the initiative. That's very nice. Well, at least now we know, if we're going to take Rombi's word, that we're not getting watched from where we can't see.
So what I think is you could try to get off-world. This is my thought. Please, you know, I do not want to insert myself into Milky Boy's group. And for you to all... Sorry, that is a name that has been going around Ollie's head for a little while. He's been sort of workshopping it and been waiting for a moment.
Well, I was waiting until it was in its final stages yes. to pitch it.
Yeah.
Getting a little ahead of me there, Robbie.
Begun, I just think it's a good idea. I think it's a great name, so I wanted to just give you the confidence to say it, you know, out loud.
Well, I appreciate that.
Here's my thought. If there are people who are looking to do something to this cruise liner, if I was rich and powerful and capable of getting said object, I probably would not just make this my only means of doing something bad. I have known some people that do bad things. And usually, do you have A plan, B plan, C plan, maybe D, E, you know, the other letters that I also know.
So you think there are more of these?
No, I'm not saying necessarily more of these, but I'm just saying that if I was in position to do some big grand plan, I wouldn't just put all of my eggs inside of courier basket.
Tundra looks up at the three dragons, and she looks at, like, Chaos, Order, and then Change, and then she sort of, like, stares at the Change one and was like, guys, I think we gotta stay and ruin their plan B.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's my concern, right, is if what if they have another thing, and sure, we could go off-world, maybe we get chased by this group, that's fine, probably not the end of world, but then what happens if we're sat there, you know, drifting through space, and then we turn the news on, and it's like, oh, hey, this whole cruise line have been exploded, and so many people die, and then it's kind of like...
Does the news usually start by someone saying, oh, hey?
They used to, yes, actually. Okay, so why don't you just take
okay,
that?
Sorry.
You know, yeah, just, they did, okay? They did.
Okay, great.
Back in my time, we...
What is that?
Yes, I was actually...
How old are you, Rambi?
That's not, hey, that's a rude question, okay? We already got...
No, it's not. It's not a rude question.
I actually don't know how old I am because I do not know how long I was down in this place for. It is, I am also trapped inside the shard of metal. It is hard for me to discern passing of days.
Would you say north or south of 1,000 years?
I would probably say north, yes.
Okay. That's the ballpark I was looking for.
What about you? Because I would say, I don't know, hard to tell. North or south of 1,000 years?
Wow.
That's a really great question. I'll say south.
Okay, yeah, sure. What about you? I mean, you both look quite clearly south of 1,000, I think.
Not even close to 1,000. I can't even count to 1,000.
That I can teach you if you like.
I don't need to know.
You.
Shaddy's been sitting by, like, sitting kind of over to himself for a second, like, thinking about stuff, and he remembers... There was something about the guy, what's his name, Lucian, who kind of, he had this twinge of, like, he maybe saw something but didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, sort of starting to piece together that, like, basically something bad is going to happen on this ship. And he's like, look, you guys, I think we need to rough up this Lucian guy and get information.
Ugh, I think you're right.
Oh, you want to interrogate him?
Yeah. There's something about him. When I saw him and... We said when he liked baseball, there's something about him. I think he's not telling us. I think he's not telling us everything. I think we can. If something bad's gonna happen to my family, I want to know about it.
You want us to try to stop it too, right?
Well, yeah. I guess that's like sort of secondary plan. Plan A, know about it. Plan B, try to stop it. Plan C, deal with the aftermath if it does happen. Plan D. Move on after the worst. You know what I mean? There's lots of plans.
You've got this. Keep going. Yeah. You can do it. I believe. You know the next letter. I believe you. You do.
Well, F.
Correct. Congratulations.
Nice. Yes.
Unbelievable work.
Yes.
Hey, Ollie, sorry, just too quickly, sidebar. I think the Lucian, he is coming around the corner. You might want to hide or... You know, not, I don't know what you want to do, but I would say you have maybe 20 seconds until he is here.
We're grabbing him, right?
Yeah.
Is that the call we're making? We're going to grab his ass?
Yeah.
All right.
The like priest that's in there, can we put him to sleep or something like that? Can we like do something that...
You want to knock him out? Clonk.
Knock him out. Give me clonk. Let's just clonk.
Yeah, do it. I mean, if that's what Tundra's, if that's what Tundra's thinking, you can take the back. Roll me an attack with your.
Wait, what was the noise we were making before?
Shing.
Shing.
Shing. Yeah.
Shing. Shing. Clonk.
No, but that you realize that's the universal language to Shaddy for, like, we're about to fucking kill people. Yeah, so you should be extremely careful.
Shaddy hears you take out your sword, and Shaddy just gets ready. He's like, I heard a shing.
I just want to knock him out.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and make me an attack roll.
And I'm going to run to the door and get, like, up on it, waiting for Lucien to come in.
Like, round the other, sort of like, you know, like, behind the frame sort of thing.
And I'm going to wait for a grapple.
Yeah, 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 nice. Okay, cool.
18.
18? Oh. Yeah, that's an attack. This is like a decrepit old priest.
Yeah, yeah, clonk his ass.
Oh, sorry.
Clonk. Go! As he just, like, falls to the floor, the mask kind of rolls away. And yeah, there's this old looking. In fact, roll me a d12 and a d4, Aaron, and we'll see what species our priest is.
12, and then d4, 3.
Ooh, interesting. You look down and you see a snake head as a Yuan Ti, like snake-like person. It's just there, like. just now asleep on the floor.
Well, it sounds like he's resting. Okay, so nobody judge me.
Ow, my head.
Oh, no.
I think I'm bleeding.
No, you're fine.
Go to sleep. But yeah, he's passed out on the floor. What are you doing with the priest? You just leaving him there?
I just want to, like, drag him out of the way. I just didn't want him to go and run and tell people what we're doing. So I'm going to, like, quickly tie him up to something that's sturdy.
Shaddy, as an attempt to distract, grabs the mask that fell off and puts it on and stands where the priest was, pretending to be the priest. Like, no,
perfect.
Guard,
absolutely, the mask. Absolutely incredible. Due to that, I will give you advantage, then, Ollie, on grappling Lucien.
Hell yeah.
As he rounds the corner, kind of looking curious. Like, he kind of clearly didn't know for a fact that you were in here, but it's sort of like, what the? That's definitely.
All right, I'm on him.
As Ollie rounds the corner, I guess this will be opposed athletics. Let me go ahead and roll as well.
Hell yeah. Not my strength.
Get him, Ollie. Not.
Nat 20.
No way! No way! I had a cocked nat 20 and then I got rid of it.
Oh, really?
God dang it.
The other roll was a 9, a nat 20, his ass. Wow. If I can, I want to grab his arms to his side and stop those somatic components too. And I just want to grab him.
Sure. Ah! What unhand me? What are you doing? Who is it? Who is it behind me?
Shut up, Robert. I'll suplex you into the ground, man. Just quiet.
It's you. Okay, fine. Right.
I kick the door closed.
What is happening?
Shaddy turns around and slowly takes the mask off. He's like, bet you didn't know that was me.
Obviously, I knew it was you, you buffoon. You're extremely recognizable. You're a large man.
Can I try to lock the door of the church with a chair? Because that's sort of how we lock doors.
Yeah, that's how we do it these days.
they quite literally described already that in this particular church, it's like mats on the ground that they use to, like, worship and everything. But I will go ahead and say there is one tall stool that you could potentially use.
Ooh, you know what? Actually, though, I think I have like a rope or a chain.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Tie a chain around it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you want to use an actual item that would be way more suited, then you don't have to roll with disadvantage.
I have a crowbar. Can I use that?
There we go. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. You can absolutely.
It's double doors and, like, yeah, put it in.
Yeah, you can put it across the, you know. I'll say that it's, like, not the. You'd have to kind of, like, hold it a little bit if someone was really trying to get in, but it would definitely stop someone from just, like, straight up just bursting in.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you lock this this church room. You can hear a sort of distant sound of a snake snoring. And you... What on earth is happening? Where did you go? You told me that it would be a 30-minute break and that we would rendezvous and then you were not there. You definitely went and you are now just sneaking off. So I was just merely trying to follow the terms. And this is going to... I would leave a very bad review of your company. This is assault, you realize.
Oh, is it?
Ow! Yes!
Tundra sort of, like, forces him down on the ground. And can she take out her little knife And she wants to just grab his hand and start to threaten putting, like, the knife in between his finger and his fingernail.
Oh, yuckaroonies. Ollie holds him down.
No, whoa. Surely, don't we usually have, like, a negotiation before we get right to that bit?
I don't think so. I think I'm just going to take your fingernails.
No, please don't.
Tundra's really going for, like, the bad cop of the good cop of this. So she's just starting to give him a little, like, paper cut.
Why? I just need to know why. Why are you doing this to me?
No, someone's going to have to stop me.
Wait, Tundra, that's so crazy. Tundra, you're crazy. You're off your rocker.
Stand down for a moment, Tundra.
She, like, stands up and, like, backs up and is like, okay, but I really want to be doing that right now.
And then Ed Shaddy gets in Lucian's face and he's like... Were you lying about baseball earlier?
What?
Tundra just, again, something behind her eyes. It's like, oh my god, first question.
Why is she smiling so broadly at me? I do like baseball.
Don't look at her, look at me.
I do like baseball, I do.
Okay. Where do I know you from?
What?
You look familiar. How do I know your face? You're stupid, ugly little face.
Shaddy forgets that he's supposed to be good cop, and he's now like,
how do I know you're stupid, ugly
little face? Wait, Shaddy, relax.
Your stupid, ugly little face with your stupid little eyes.
I don't know. Oh, God, I'm going to die. I don't want to die.
You don't have to die today, buddy.
A few people like me, maybe a fellow of mine has reminded you of me, but perhaps I don't know.
What the hell does that mean? There's a few people of me.
Tundra gets back on her knees and grabs his hand and goes,
No, please. I just don't understand the question. I promise that I will answer you. Please don't do the thing with the knife that you've described.
Tell us everything. What is this box? What do you know?
About what? You're so unclear with instructions.
The box, Lucian. The box.
Tell us about what's going on with the box and what is the plan with the box, with the ship, and then what is the plan B if the box doesn't work?
Okay. I will tell you what I know, but I need some assurances that you're not going to do this nasty shit with the knife.
If you tell us what you know, we won't take your fingernails off with a knife.
But how do I know that you're not going to just do that anyway? Because you look hell-bent on it.
How about this? If you don't start talking, at the count of five, I'm going to blow fire in your ear. Does that work?
Oh, fuck. Five? Okay, listen. Okay, here we go. This is just, okay, here we go. Just let me tell you something.
Stop saying you're going to tell us something and tell us something, Lucian.
Let me tell you something. Okay. We had purchased this box and its contents, and we are using it as a makeweight in a territorial dispute that we are currently having.
With who?
With a sort of rival organization, if you will.
No, don't be coy. Give us real proper nouns.
Okay, sure. Oh, yes.
What's the name of the organization?
The Glass Eaters. It's the Glass Eaters. The Glass Eaters. They... So, I guess I just have to... We are the Crimson Strand, and we are vampires.
Oh.
There is another group of vampires who, in the last few years, have moved in to Giantsbane and have been encroaching, shall we say, on the Crimson Strand, and they are slightly more radical than we are. They upset the apple cart a little too much. And it's led to people getting rather pissed off with vampires. And so we had devised a plan to get rid of them by giving them this box. Now, I don't know, because I am not the boss. I don't know what discussions have taken place and what the plan is. I promise you, I don't actually know. all I know is that this box is meant to be used as a make weight to give to the glass eaters, and then they will leave Giantsbane. They will leave forever. That is the plan that I know. The Crimson Strand just wants
to rid. So you don't know what they want to do with the box?
I don't know what they want to do with the box. I don't even know what's in the box.
She puts the knife under the fingernail.
I don't know what's in the box. I don't know what's in the box. I genuinely do not know what's in the box. My superiors may know what's in the box, but I don't know what's in the box. I promise. I have no idea. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be. I was actually kind of surprised when you sort of, you know, showed me.
Lucien.
Yes.
Is everything you told us the truth?
Yes. I am so deathly afraid right now that I will get murdered.
Do I need to roll an insight check, or...
Do
it. Is he so telling the truth?
Dude.
I mean, it feels pretty, you know, sure, but yeah, absolutely.
I'm nervous. I have one more play if I feel like he's lying.
Why not?
Do it anyway. Yeah, do it anyway.
Yeah, please, roll an insight check. Roll an insight check. Yeah.
18?
18. Yeah, this guy's terrified.
Okay. Then I'm not going to let Rombi jump into his brain.
he doesn't strike you as a fighter, put it that way.
Okay.
And he doesn't seem like the most hardy. Whilst it would be hard to kill him, given the fact that he has just professed to being a vampire, he can still absolutely experience pain, and I think he does not want that at all.
All right, Lucien. We appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
Now I need a promise from you.
Sure.
If you freak out or you run, it's going to be a problem. But if you are okay to stay cool, I'm going to get off of you. And you can stand up.
That would be nice. I've been lying down this whole time.
And Tundra's going to tie your hands behind your back.
What about in front of my back?
No.
No, they're going to be behind.
That would be in your front, not in front of your back.
No, it's in front of my back. That's what I want.
It doesn't make any sense. We're going to tie your hands behind your back.
Well, if they're in front of your back, then technically aren't they also behind your... I'm confused about what is front and back.
I know what I mean, okay? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be getting short with you.
That's right.
Yes, proceed. Please.
I get up off of him and I let him up.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rotating Heroes podcast. You are a legend, and we appreciate you. My name is Jasper William Cartwright. I have been the GM and producer for this. This episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Executive producer Chad Pytel, producer Jess Jewell, and all the sound and audio design was done by the incredible Oliver Moore, with social media support and production support by Ellie Crook and Amber Forshaw. This has been a 12 Sided Studios production, and if you would like to find out more about the amazing stuff that 12 Sided Studios is up to, then please check out 12sidedstudios.com. We have a brand new actual play called Force of Extinction, which you can get playtest materials for free right now over on the 12 Sided Studios Patreon. We have some incredible shows coming out, including a Stormlight Brandon Sanderson adventure that we did in partnership with Brotherwise Games, among a plethora of other things. We've got more shows to be announced in the new year as well, so this is just one of our very cool and awesome slate of things. So if you want to find out more, the best place to go is the 12 Sided Studios Patreon. Thank you so much for listening to this. In this arc, your rotators have been Erin Keefe, John Mackey, and George Primavera. Oh, and I've been your GM. And then leave it gone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.